Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We are recording.
Yes, we are.
How's everybody? You all alright? I know we can't hear you, but it's still nice to ask the question, isn't it?
I'm just imagining people on their walks and they're listening in their kitchen and their AirPods or in their car going, yes!
Yeah, we're fine, thanks.
Yes!
Yo! What day is it today? It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Wait. What world is it? What day is it today, Michael?
Menopause World.
Yeah, it's... Oh my God, we could set up a theme park called Menopause World. And when you walk in, there are two women on the gates and they go, fuck off!
They're really sweaty.
they go, fuck off. And then they come in, and then, no, that's, I think we should take all of that.
I had more to go with
that. Did you? I'm saving you.
I had like a log flume ride, but it was the opposite. That was really dry. it was a roller coaster where you get.
Okay, no, let's keep that in. That's really funny.
Busted with dry air. Like, and you come out, just like, all really sore and a bit cracked.
And then like what happens is you could have an area where you get bathed in HRT and you come out and you have your picture taken and you've had 30 years taken off you. Do you fancy to get bathed in testosterone as well?
Yes, I was just about to say the testosterone round where you feel really sexy at the end of it.
Yeah, but that's a different sort of thing.
Okay, yes, that's the one I want to go to. How are you?
I'm very good. We're having kind of quite an exciting week because we're recording the Masked Singer. So we had the first day yesterday. I'm already tired.
Oh yeah, me too. It's a grueling show.
It's brutal.
How long is the record? 5 hours or something?
Five hours.
So the audience has really got to.
I mean, and more than that, Andy, the warm-up guy, he's the one that pulls it out of the bag. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
Never gets the credit he deserves.
Without him. The show would be a completely different energy, but completely different.
Yeah, totally.
So Andy's the warm-up guy, and you might think, oh yeah, well, they're just comedians, and you just...
No, more than that.
No,
because he does this thing with music as well, and don't forget, he's warming up crowds between 5 years old and 70
years old. Yes,
you know, that's a hard...
And you often find that the presenters and one thing and the other will say, I wish we had Andy. Because it makes your job just to interact with the audience
much easier,
doesn't it?
Stuart's really good.
Stuart Oldham.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can follow Stuart on the Instagrams. I don't know if Andy's on Instagram anyway. Stuart Oldham. I think he's Stuart _Oldham. He's a really good warm friend, a great friend of ours. He's super fun. He's got so many good jokes, Stuart. I'm going to try and remember 4 or 5 of them and tell them the truth. Yeah. But if you ever go to a big show like the NTAs, Andy does Strictly, does a lot, I think.
Andy Collins. On Twitter, he's Andy Showbiz.
Yeah, he's great. He did host Family Fortunes for that.
Yeah, he did, and he was really good on it.
Very good on it.
And he does all of Anton Deck's shows. Yeah. I mean, he's a legend.
It's very funny that, isn't it, that some people just don't make it on TV, even though they've got all the right credentials, they've got the skills.
Yeah.
There's just something where it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. That's what I know. But it's a very weird thing, isn't it? Because it's down to a commissioner or a head of a channel or something like that to kind of press the button or not.
And you can't press the button on everybody. Lots of people have wanted to get him to be.
Yeah, no. But he does a fantastic job.
Amazing.
How are you? Are you okay, though?
I'm very good.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
My business launched, obviously, this week. It's happened.
We haven't spoken since. So we recorded last Tuesday. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, you absolutely have to go to MD London's Instagram page and watch the post from last Wednesday.
Oh yeah. Really.
Which was absolutely the cutest thing I have ever seen. It was Michael welcoming the boxes of his hairdryers into the warehouse, yeah. And it was absolutely brilliant.
It was very, weirdly very moving. I wasn't expecting it to be moving at all. I thought, oh, big boxes, small film, we kind of go, weird, all the boxes. Nearly burst into tears. It was like, oh, my God.
And I think also, because it's been very, very hard to get to this point, hasn't it?
Yeah, for all sorts of different reasons. Yeah. Mainly just kind of global economic problems that have been swimming around that you have no control over.
And
it's fascinating.
What's quite funny is that I have bought 4 hairdryers, and that's not enough. I need another couple.
Yeah, you did say that.
It's like gifts for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's for anyone who bought one, by the way. I'm immensely grateful. Thank you very much indeed.
But they are brilliant artists. Yeah. Doing that again.
Yeah, thank you.
Like the best on the market.
Yeah, they are really good.
For the price. Absolutely. And very, very best.
Your hair tells people.
Yes, it does. If it could talk, that's what it would be saying. Yeah.
It was very good. We went to the NTAs as well, didn't we? We had a good night.
Last week was ridiculous. Was too much partying.
Yeah.
So we went to the NTAs on Thursday night, where we lost.
Yes.
But it was a really good fun night.
So the Longos family didn't get nominated. Is that
no.
Right? It seems criminal, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know. But I think it's because we've been on for such a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Sort of part
they
of
want
the
new news. And
part of the sort of national psyche. I know it is. It's
such
sad.
A good
also,
show.
It's very dependent on what series is showing at the time of the nominations.
Yes, okay.
We always go out in the summer, but I've got a feeling the nominations happen in January, February, and then,
okay, and then you're not in people's,
you're not in people's thoughts.
Yeah. And then your menopause documentary wasn't nominated either.
No.
That is criminal.
Neither of my...
On 10 it, different
but my menopause documentary wasn't even put forward for a nomination by the time.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I mean, you can't say it. I can't. What are you doing?
It was overlooked.
It would have won, I think, because so many people...
Kate was very deserving. But
who won Kate?
Kate Garrow.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was very deserving. Yeah. Julia Bradbury was very deserving.
Yes.
There were a lot of extremely hard-hitting...
So Julia Bradbury's followed me on Instagram for a while, but I met her for the first time.
Isn't
recently.
She lovely?
So nice for every person.
And listen to me. Everybody... did I talk about her last week? Everybody should follow Julia Bradbury, because if you are a woman in particular, you should follow Julia Bradbury, because her advice on how best not to get cancer...
Yes.
Is without competition. I mean, there is absolutely nobody else on Instagram who is serving up such amazing educational tools on lifestyle changes that we can all make relatively easily to not get cancer. And but I don't want to get cancer.
Also, I think credit to her for the way she's conducted herself throughout that tragic period of kind of dignity and positivity and all of that stuff. It's been remarkable, really. And it was an absolute joy to see her the other day. One of the things I do love about Julia Bradbury, it's nothing to do with her, really, is Alan Partridge really fancies her. And he always references her, like he's trying to come up with program ideas all the time about him walking with Julia Bradbury. So when I see her, it always makes me laugh, because, you know, I am Partridge, basically.
You are.
And I would definitely go on a walking tour with Julia Bradbury.
I'd come with you.
They could film it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, the three of us.
Yeah. I really like her.
Yeah, she was,
so
she
much.
Was great.
The other person I bumped into, and I thought, oh, is he gonna like know me? Was Sam Ryder.
Yeah.
And what was so sweet was like, oh my God, you were championing
is
us.
Wolf Rider?
Sam Wolf Ryder, I think, is his Instagram account.
Oh, okay.
Sam Wolf Ryder was the guy that we championed in lockdown.
About 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And he remembered that. And I thought that was really sweet.
I think
like,
it's worth mentioning. It was actually one of our listeners that put us on to him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'd said, you've got to hear this guy sing.
This is what is so great about this podcast. We start...
Yeah, it was you.
Enormous
listeners.
Tsunamis of fame.
Yeah, and he was singing with Queen and everything the other day.
Yeah.
That's because of us. It's probably not, actually, but...
I mean,
he has got the talent, doesn't he?
Talent, yeah. Yeah.
But it was very nice to see him. Then we had your birthday.
Oh, wait. So, yes, then I had my birthday on Sunday, which was epic. So much fun. Family, barbecue, absolutely amazing day. And I've got a couple of things that I'm going to recommend today that were gifts.
Ah, okay, good. I've just had one of the sausages from the leftover barbecue that we had Sunday.
Oh, was that where you got it from?
Yeah, there were some sausages left over.
Oh, my God.
Fuller's Butchers.
Can I just say something? You pilfered a sausage from Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've carried it around.
Carried six of them around with me, yeah.
I love you. Literally, my love for you.
Yeah.
Grows stronger every day, but it's these things that you do.
That, I didn't want it to go to waste.
My favorite. This is what I love about you. Yeah. Waste not, want not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are very thrifty.
Sausages for me. Get it from your mum. Phone mum.
Honest to God. You think that I'm joking. This is one of the things.
Is it?
Yes.
You like it?
This, and you talking about your Matt Off.
Matt Off.
Your friends from school, whose surnames you remember.
Me and Matt Off are going on a 50th extravaganza back to our hometown.
Should I be afraid?
Yes, I think so, yes. But some of the things we got up to back in them days, we're going to try and repeat. But I think they've become illegal. So we're going to have chips and gravy.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a pub crawl around later. Yeah, probably right. In about April.
Yeah.
And we're going to tap into a few old school friends that we would have knocked around with back in the day. Yeah. See if they're around. Yeah. Living in the town.
Yeah.
And we're going to go on the Razzle Dazzle to Fox and Lion, Roebuck, the ship, George the Fourth, the Gables, the railway. I'd be really drunk by heaven.
Just.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
Just keep, I need just messages sort of on the hour.
Yeah, on the hour.
Let me know that you're alive.
Just. For transparency, most of the pubs don't exist anymore. Turned into plumbers, merchants, and things like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm right looking forward to that.
So I'd like to start.
Yes, please.
I really, really want to talk about this amazing website because today is World Menopause Day, but actually I think it's been interesting watching businesses realise that there is money to be made out of the menopause. And I think as menopausal women, we get the hump a bit when big corporations are jumping on the bandwagon.
Let's say I get the hump a bit.
Yeah.
You know.
And you think, hang on a minute, we've been here for ages. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, because there's a lot of noise around it, you're not trying to help us, you're just trying to jump on a bandwagon. Yeah. If that's how it feels. It feels a bit cynical.
I think also, it's not too dissimilar to the gay pride flag. I think
that's
put everywhere all of a sudden. And a lot of gay people feel a little bit manipulated by it.
Yes, you're just trying to get the pink pound.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what it's like. So, I have found an amazing website that is for the over 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this website is so practical and helpful, but it looks fun. Normally, when you would say to me, oh, here's a website for the over 50s, you would think, oh God, it's going to be really depressing and it's going to have support tights on it and Zimmer frames and just be really awful. But this one is called, and I love, 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 love the name of it because it hasn't got the word silver in it.
Okay.
It hasn't got the word gold in it. It hasn't got the word mid in it or end anything. It's called Rest Less.
Right.
How good is that?
Yeah.
It's like, shut up.
I mean, I want one called Rest More. But,
We're over 50.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're coming into
did you say we're over 50?
Second spring. Come on, Michael. You're six months away. You're 7 months away, but you are
in the 40s.
Yeah, well, just enjoy it, because I'm going to milk it when you're not anymore. Now, Rest Less, I looked them up on, because I found them on Instagram, but I've looked them up on Tinternet. Restless.co.uk. And the picture that they've got on their opening page on the web.
It looks like us and our friends.
It is so inviting. Yeah. So it looks like a bunch of people in their 50s, possibly early 60s, who just look like they're having a really good time. There's a kind of a tent in the back, which is slightly hinting at the fact that they've gone to some festival.
Yes.
And they're all together.
Yeah.
And they're enjoying their second spring without their kids. Mm-hmm. And let's go mad. They had me at this opening page.
Yes.
I love them.
It's very, very appealing.
So there are various headings that go across the top of the page. One is work. One is learn. One is volunteer. Money. Health. Caring. Lifestyle. Dating. And community. Now, when you click on work, it talks about how to search for jobs, looking for remote jobs, subscribing for job alerts. These are all such useful things. Mm. Age diverse employers. That's a really important thing. they all talk about, oh, you know, pensionable age, and you know, isn't it awful that we're all having to work until we're 65? But some people feel like if they stop working, their life's a bit empty.
Mm.
Some people really want to work up after 65.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit.
Yeah.
You know, some people might want to work part-time. There's career advice on here. What kind of jobs could you do? How can you go forward? You can get one-to-one sort of free kind of support and career advice. Self-employment opportunities, job and careers forum. And then there's another thing for employers. Then they've got a learning page. I mean, I'm obsessed with this site. This is so good. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a learning course. So if you want to learn about anything, searching popular subjects. Let's have a look at some of their popular subjects. So we've got life coaching diploma, video marketing made ridiculously easy, complete guitar lessons system, beginner to advanced, floristry diploma course. And you've got all of these chosen subjects to choose from.
Wow.
And you can do a course in any of those.
God.
They've also got a section on volunteering. So say you have retired and you slightly... I did feel when I was younger, you know, maybe in my 30s or 40s, when I saw friends of mine's parents retiring, that they did slow down suddenly a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good to keep active and keep going. So volunteering is a brilliant way of doing that. So you could do that. Then really, really helpful section is Money Home. So your money page has got everything in there. Divorce and separation, wills, funerals, inheritance tax, career advice and funding, life insurance, protection, government benefits, everything in there. Health, talks about fitness. I should have a little page on here. Fitness and exercise, general health discounts. Where can you go and get some money off? Caring, care services, how to find care for relatives. This is all stuff that at our age we need. Lifestyle, so there's art and culture and all of the stuff that we can go and see culturally. Dating, signing up for dating sites.
Wanting the dating for some.
But if you know that it's a site for the over 50s, that's quite nice because you know that if you meet a man on there, he's not looking for a 35-year-old. I think for an over 50, a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah.
It is quite a frightening place to go on Hinge or...
Totally agree. And I think the thing for us is we're slightly disconnected from that because we meet an enormous amount of people.
Yeah.
All the time.
All the time, yeah.
I mean, if you think about just going to work today,
there's
300 or 400 people probably in that project.
Yeah.
You know? So you're interacting with lots and lots of people. But
and they know people. And that if you were single for 2 minutes, somebody would try and matchmate you and that would be it. Yeah.
But... And there's lots of people where they don't interact with many people at all. And they're desperate to.
Of course, since COVID, you know, so many people are working from home, which is quite daunting in itself.
Yeah.
You don't have contact with
anybody. So
how do you meet people? And so the dating site, I think, is brilliant, but in particular because you will be meeting people who are underage.
I think we should just say if anybody out there is wanting to meet somebody, but they don't want to go on a dating app, go on a dating
yes.
A day.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Do it. Go on 5 dates.
Mm.
Go on. A day. Might change your life.
I wonder what, like, you've seen famous people on dating apps, you know. That papers
Ben Affleck.
Oh no.
That was so funny, that one. But, you know, there's a saying that somebody said not that long ago, which is, the thing you're looking for the most is to be found in the place you least want to look.
Yes.
And it's really funny that people are desperate for a relationship, but they don't want to look in the one place where they might find it, you know? And I love that statement because it's about walking into the unknown where you'll find something valuable. I just wanted to say that out loud just in case anyone needed a little bit of encouragement.
I think especially people of our age because, you know, my daughter... You know, both my daughters have grown up in an age where it's completely normal to go on a dating app.
Yes.
But
if you're in your 50s...
But if you're in your 50s, it's completely abnormal. It feels completely counterintuitive. And why can't we just meet someone?
Yeah. And I think the other thing is, it's not an illusion, I don't think, is that older men only want young girls. But as I've got older, I just fancy older women.
Well done.
I am attracted to older women as I've got older.
The experience.
So don't think for a second that just because a guy's in his 50s is only going to be interested in girls in their 30s. all my friends have grown up in, and are attracted to older women.
But I also think what's quite interesting about that is that sometimes if a man has been with a woman for many, many years and they split up, a man might go like bonkers and date loads of young women.
Yeah.
But then actually end up a bit lonely. Or you're at very different places. You know, a 32-year-old woman is going to want to have babies.
Yeah.
And if you've already got a family, you don't want to start another family and you're in your mid-50s, you're going to have an issue with dating younger women because they want different stuff from you. Mm. Anyway, there was also a really nice page here on hobbies.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You know, like people love hobbies. And, you know, you might be looking for an idea for hobbies. Mm. Anyway, this is not an ad because I'm banging on about this site a lot, but restless.co.uk is an absolutely banger of a site for people in midlife. So if you are a young person and you've got family or friends that are over 50, tell them to get on this site. It is absolutely amazing. And I think it said somewhere that it is the fastest growing site for over 50s.
Mm.
And I'm not surprised because it is brilliantly put together and it is very inclusive. When you look at the site, it's not, you know, it's kind of made very inclusively. It's a really, really good site.
Yes. Oh, great recommendation. Mm. Nice. It's fully approaching 50.
Mm.
I feel like I'm in good shape.
You're in amazing shape. But tell me how it's funny.
I just can't believe it, really. I was sat on the tube the other day, and this girl came up and said, did you used to look about with Claire Jackson? I was like, yeah, she went, that was Claire's best mate, remember? I was like, oh my God, I do remember. We all shared this house on the Blackstock Road in Finsbury Park. And I was like, God, yeah, like, how fun. They were all at university, and I just started work as a teacher at Weller. So this is about 94, 95, and we're all 50 this year. And that 26 years has gone by so fast. And then Claire messaged me this week, she said, I'd love me out to my birthday, you know, and I was like, wow, I was like, 50, what is going on, you know? I just can't believe it, because it's funny, you don't really feel it, do you?
It's so mad.
And you just can't believe how fast the time goes, you know? It's just bizarre. I think that's all it is about turning 50, is I just can't believe I'm 50.
Do you feel in better shape than you were, like, 5 years ago?
Oh, mentally, physically, like, you know, life's tricky, isn't it? It's hard. It's hard work, but you put enough effort in, and you believe it pays off. It's like a cliche. Tony Parr's dad once said to all of us at we used to go to Cartmel races, and his dad used to win a book out the back of his Range Rover. You know, so he placed bets with his dad. Dad used to make a fortune. But he used to say, you only get out of life what you put in, and he used to think, yeah, whatever that means, you know. But as you get older, you realise that if you do put enough effort in the right places, you do get an enormous amount of reward back from life.
Mm.
The effort's hard, obviously.
The effort is hard, yeah. I think over 50, you can, you know, we're going to allow you maybe to have a week of kind of, oh, God, I'm 50. But then it's on you. Okay. Not you, but, like, it's on us pick yourself up, dust yourself down and go, right, what do I want to do for the rest of my life?
Mm.
And this is the site that's going to help guide you through.
Yes, well, good. I thought it was really brilliant.
Good.
Have you ever heard of an actor called James Dreyfus?
Yes. Gimme, of course. Yes, so, I love James Dreyfus.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was brilliant. In Notting Hill, he's
so funny.
I saw Ringo Starr.
In the bookshop.
Yeah, well, he said, I'm sorry for the crossing. And he said, but Tony had to be top off. And he can't remember what the name of it. And Hugh Grant goes, so it wasn't Ringo Starr then. No, it wasn't. I don't know. It's just such a funny scene. But he's turned up in the Winston Marshall podcast this week.
Really?
Yeah. Because he got cancelled from being.
Did he? Showing his support to JK. Wow.
No, so I've not listened to the podcast at all yet.
He got taken off, Doctor.
Well, it says this week, Winston speaks to actors James Dreyfus, star of Gimme the Thin Blue Line, Martin Young, discuss his cancellation from Doctor Who. He was supporting J.K. Rowling, and why he was really putting his nickname on the line. So it'd be interesting really, the J.K. Rowling thing just rolls
on. It won't go away.
And it's a terrifying thing to dip your toe into, isn't it? You know,
I mean, even I'm not going to...
No, of course.
I'd quite like to keep my job. But isn't that interesting how people are too frightened
Yes.
to say how they feel because they're frightened of losing their jobs?
Yeah, yeah.
This is where we've got to... This is what happens
when
freedom of speech goes out the window.
I'd be very interested to listen to that. I didn't know what the subject matter was, just that I knew I really liked him, you know.
Yeah, he's very funny. He's a fantastic actor.
I think he's been cancelled. So... Your birthday this week, I
wanted
to get buying presents for you and all the rest of it. And one of the things I wanted to get for you was Glenn Kitson's book.
And yes.
Glenn Kitson, someone
we've
got on this podcast.
My
he's
God.
Got a fantastic
we
Instagram
love
page, which is Glenn, I think it's Glenn underscore Kitson, where he takes kind of famous celebrities that you would know and then attributes much, much more famous and successful celebrities to their liking. So there's a brilliant one of Sandy Toksvig where it says Tom Cruise is a Hollywood movie star starring in action films. So that's this one. So there's a picture of Wayne Rooney there and it says Flea is the founding member and the bassist of the rock band the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He is so funny at these. I literally can't speak.
But he's
the
so
one
good.
Of the McDonald family from Coronation Street. And it says Queen were a band formed in the 70s.
I mean, or Phoenix Knights. X-Men.
The X.
Magneto.
It's so good.
Here they've got a picture of...
Curly Watts.
Curly Watts.
From Coronation
And it says
Street.
Andy Warhol was an American visual artist.
So I was going to buy him... He's done a little hardback book of all the heavy hitters from his Instagram page. And I was going to get this for you. But very kindly, he sent
he's
it
so
to us anyway.
So cute.
Says, to Davina Michael, and here's the book. And thanks for your support. I was like...
But this is a Christmas present. If you are looking already for Christmas presents, stocking fillers, it's called Lovalights. Love-A-Lights. It's by Glenn Kitson. It is not going to be that much money, but it will have you laughing all day. And you don't need to understand or know or follow him. It would be an amazing present for anybody. I would say in order to enjoy it, you need to be over 30.
Yes, I think so.
Because you need to understand some culture, their old cultural references.
Yes.
If you're over 30, you can get this book, and even better, over 40. But it should be a Christmas gift for all friends and parents, because it is hilarious.
I'm just trying to find a website you can buy it from, but it's probably Amazon.
Well, on the back of the book, interestingly, it says Idea. It's published by Idea.
Okay.
So you could have a look there, but...
It's one on eBay for £85. It's unbelievable.
So if you look on his Instagram page...
Oh, yeah, it might just be in the bio.
It is not in the bio.
Oh. Well, Glenn, get in touch with us and see if you can tell us where people can get this book, because
everybody
it's
needs
such
one.
A good toilet book. For
yes,
what,
yes.
What great praise you could lay on someone's work.
Yes.
To say the best place for it is the toilet.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I started watching documentary yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It's called Grit. It's called the Elon Musk Show. It's on BBC iPlayer. It centres on Elon Musk, portraying interviews with family members, close friends,
Ooh.
And business associates. So
Ooh.
It's not been glued together on YouTube like some of them have been. His mum is being interviewed in this, for instance.
So obviously with his permission.
I assume it's all
so
with
it's all
his permission.
Glowing.
No, I think it's critical. There are people, in the opening sequence, there's a woman saying, he is the most dangerous man. You know, like, so I would say it's fairly critical, and the BBC have to make a balance show. That's what it's there for.
That's their remit.
Yeah, so it's very, very interesting. I've only watched the first half of it, but I am a big fan of Elon Musk. I really kind of love the kind of eccentricity of it, and I don't think a sensible person can generate a business like his. You know, you have to be slightly mad, and you have to be prepared to take unbelievable risks and try things that literally have never been proven before.
I mean, you
that's
have
where
to.
All the growth is, right? Is in the stuff that's never been done before.
We are always kind of thinking, well, what's working? Let's do something like that. He's just thinking, what's never been done before?
Yes.
Let's try and do that. And it's also, don't take no for an answer.
Oh, yes.
Can you do that? No. Yes, you can.
There's some great stories.
I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
I'm going to find somebody who just says yes and keeps trying, you know.
And I don't at all think he's kind of sensationalist or anything like that. But, I mean, if you look on the reviews of this show, it's got 4.5 on IMDb. And what that comes from is a bunch of reviews that give it 10 and a bunch of people have reviewed it and give it 1. And that's why the average has come out
but
so low.
But do you think they've given it 1 because they don't like Elon Musk?
Yes, of course.
It's a personal slur on him.
He is.
Rather than,
yes.
is it because they don't feel that it's a good representation of Elon Musk?
I don't know. I would suspect, judging by what I've read about him, because you either really like him,
yes,
find him inspiring,
totally
amazing, or you think he's mentally ill
and
delusional and crazy and emotional.
He's polarizing.
Completely polarizing. So there are virtually no reviews in the middle. If you look at the scale there, they're either at 1 or 10.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
It's really funny, isn't it? So I assume that's a representation of him. So I'd love people to go and watch this and let us know what you think about it. But, you know, he is a fascinating character, and getting under the skin of people who've worked with him and who know him, and they aren't just all waxing lyrical about him. I mean, they're critical of what he's like as a person. He's clearly incredibly intelligent.
Yes.
I mean, everybody who works with him says, you will never find anybody who knows more about subjects that he works on than he does. He knows more about manufacturing than anyone in the world. He knows more about rocket science and engineering than anyone in the world. Like, his brain just does not stop. And that's always a fascinating thing to hear. I mean, if you want you inspire your kids to be bright and smart,
and
he's probably a good inspiring model. Yeah.
The whole Twitter thing
really
interested me, because I think he's right. What's the point in buying a social media platform if it's not real?
Yes, you don't know how many bots are on there.
You don't know how many bots are on there or not.
And it's a reasonable question.
When I see a very inflammatory... When I see a tweet or a comment that gets my hackles up so fast and makes me furious and want to hammer the keyboard, a witty or sort of spiky reply, I always look at the person.
Yeah.
I look at when they joined Twitter and how many followers they have. If they joined in 2011 and they've got 10 followers, I don't reply.
No.
Because they're not real.
The chances are not a real person, is it?
Who's got 10 followers if you joined in and you tweet loads?
Yeah.
No one.
And you joined 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
It's
fake.
And he was saying he's got the most successful tweet ever on Twitter. Did you know that?
No, what was it?
It was when a Coca-Cola from the start with cocaine back in the drink. And it got something like 5.8 million likes. That's the most liked tweet ever made.
That's amazing.
And he said, hang on a second, it's supposed to have like 2 billion unique users. Why has the most successful tweet only got 5 million likes?
Oh, wow.
Like, it doesn't make any sense that would be the proportion of the most successful tweet.
Oh, is that how it all started?
Yeah, and he just thinks, hang on a second, anyone who uses Twitter knows, you know, uses it properly. Can see if they just look through the comments under the tweet that they just can't, like, it can't be 95% of them are real. I remember he did this at a conference and everybody in the room laughed. And he said, you're all laughing because you all know this.
It's true.
It doesn't make any sense that that's what the outcome would be of the most successful tweet ever. And even the fact that that is the most successful tweet ever is also a bit weird. You know? So he said there's something not quite right about it. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because they've taken him to court again. But he wants to have lawsuits non-stop all over the world going all the time.
He's a fascinating... I mean, fascinating, you know, yes. Like lots of people use the word maverick connected to their kind of name or themselves. But like, I would say there are very, very, very few mavericks out there.
Yeah.
But he is one.
And just so you know, like, I'm not recommending Elon Musk to anybody. And I'm also not trying to convince you to like him. I don't mind if you don't like him. You know, like, it's a person of interest. But I think even if you don't like him, I think it might be worth...
It's good to know about him.
...watching this stuff and just seeing what you think about it. Because he is genuinely trying to take a rocket with 100 people to Mars on it to see if he can get them to live there. And there's interviews with those people. There's a great interview when he goes to Russia to buy a rocket and he's spitting his shoes in the rocket engineering tattoo. Because he hasn't dressed up properly. And the Russians take it as a huge sign of disrespect and kick him out. So he goes, do you know what? Let's just go and make our own rocket. To buy the same rocket in America, something like, I think it's $200 million. And to go to Russia to buy the same rocket, it's $2 million. So the Russians are right there. So, you know, it's crazy. All the satellites from America that go up into space are taken there by Russian rockets and Chinese rockets and other American rockets.
I sometimes prefer to just keep my head in the sand.
Yeah.
Is that terrible?
No, not at all.
I know too much about everything. It makes me worried.
Yeah.
I worry about stuff because I have absolutely no control of it.
Yes.
What is the point of doing that? I'm going to talk about something really light and airy-fairy, but I think it is an absolutely beautiful business, and it's called Fern.co. So Poppy, my friend Poppy, gave me a present, and it's a perfume, and it's called Fern, which is double F-E-R-N.co. Now, I just want to show you how different this is. Because the website just is incredibly simple, ffern.co. And on the page, it's quite odd to look at because you're thinking, well, where can I buy things? Where's the shop? And I realised that it's a picture of an orange tree and it says, our fragrances. So on the left-hand side, it says current season. So it says autumn 22. And it says the next release is in 64 days, 3 minutes, and 27 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. So there's literally a countdown clock on when the next release is.
Great.
And the waiting list is open. And the way that you sign up to the waiting list is by putting in your mobile number. And they then let you know when a ledger space becomes available. And a ledger space, I guess, is kind of how you can sign up to get the perfume. So it's made in Somerset. It's completely organic, and it is a tiny, weeny batch of Eau de Parfum, and it is made... Are you laughing at me? But you can't say parfum.
No, you can't. It sounds rubbish, doesn't it? Perfume.
And I would say Eau de Parfum.
Oh.
Eau.
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 Eau. Eau de Parfum.
Eau.
And it's made at the turn of the season. So that's what I love about it. It's seasonal. Fantastic. And it's made with everything that can be found that is seasonal. But aesthetically, this is just a really pretty website. Everything that they've done, you can see that they are incredibly creative people. And the other thing I love about it is that it's clearly not a huge money spinning thing. It's a passion project. So it says here how it works. So join the waiting list. We will text you when a space on the ledger becomes available. Then take up the space and we'll send you our latest perfume. Thereafter, we'll blend you a little bottle of perfume for each season, delivered on the solstice.
Nice.
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah.
Each bottle. And look, I know this is quite expensive, but it is handmade and... It's £79. But when you think of something like Molecule, that's £100 or something. For a, so £79, and includes a sample vial and free returns.
Ah, great, okay.
Created by fifth-generation master perfumier François Robert and protégé Elodie Durand, and two of the sharpest creative minds in the perfumery. And it's plastic-free, which I really like. And it talks about the scents and what's in it. And then also with it comes this gorgeous little package of tea. So I've got two tea bags in
tea
here.
Bags. Nice.
And it's made, again, by Fern in collaboration with the Organic Herb Trading Co. Their neighbours in Somerset make this tea. Yeah,
very nice. I mean, it's very nice when people collaborate.
Love it.
Oh, great, it smells very nice.
It's, and I forgot to say that.
Yes.
I'm so into the creative side of it that it smells gorgeous.
Very good. Now, I want to tell people about the toothbrush you bought me.
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's an expensive toothbrush.
It is, but it is a game changer.
But I realise that there's a new one that's one above the one you bought.
Yeah.
So that's probably why it was such a good discount.
Yeah.
Now, I've always been a manual toothbrush guy.
Yes, I know.
I've spent
the last few years
trying
to
get me on a
machinery toothbrush.
So I just buy my toothbrushes at Wilco's. You get four for a pound and you just plow through them. You know, I lose them, drop them, take them places and get rid of them.
Think of the plastic.
But I've got good teeth. But you very kindly, spontaneously bought me the Oral B IO toothbrush, the number 9. So they brought out number 10, which is more expensive. But I thought, my worry is I'm going to lose a mechanical toothbrush, which is quite easy to lose a 25p toothbrush next to lose one that's £300 or something. Anyway, I brushed my teeth with it for the first time this week. Good Lord. I couldn't believe it.
Right. And the amazing thing
is... It's not something I've been up in the memory board.
Yes.
It's so shiny.
And the other thing I think about it is there's a slight sonic feeling to it.
Yes, because it's a vibration, not really a brushing action.
Yeah.
So it's not an oscillating head like a sander. It pulses like... Oh, God almighty. So, and then it gives you a little face on, it's got a little LED screen. It can shame you into going, that wasn't very good. You didn't do a very good job there. Or the big one is you get big starry eyes and big smiley.
You get the starry eyes after 2 minutes.
Yeah, well,
and what's so funny is it does the kind of little beep beep letting you know that it's 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then beep beep letting you know that it's 30 seconds. Yeah. And then beep beep beep.
It does that eight times.
Yeah.
Eight quarters of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, I just did want to mention it, that if you like your teeth, and again, running up to Christmas, I'm going to put this in the list for people, because we do a Christmas episode.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because it is good, and if you keep your eyes peeled for deals, you can get two, I think you've got two for the price of
this. Yeah,
which is a really good deal.
Yeah.
On that toothbrush, so keep your eyes peeled.
IO, sorry.
And it's from Oral-B, and this one is the number 9. There's a number 10 which is more expensive, which has got fewer
fancy gizmos. Can I say something?
I would probably...
You don't need the number 10. The one that we've got has got all the same features important features that the number 10's got. So I'm just saying, get the number 9. How much is the number 9? Because I got two from...
It's different everywhere you go. So it's
about
really
300 quid?
Yeah, I would say on average about £300.
I did.
To make it 150. So there are deals out there to be had. So I'm looking at one here. There's one at 250 here. There's the IO4 at £95. But I assume, you know,
the thing that's super helpful is I think that the IO technology is the brushing. So if the IO4 might be great. The thing that I love, because I don't know, when we first saw each other brushing our teeth, which was, you know, when we first got together, you used to say to me, you don't brush your teeth for very long. I mean, obviously, I was like...
Yeah. You didn't want to be distracted.
For too long. Too long. So I was like, brush your teeth in bed.
Yeah.
But I think...
Now she's brushing for 10 minutes. Yeah, you know,
no.
Waiting for me to fall asleep.
no,
I know, it's a joke.
So now, that really, really, really helps me. So the feature that I felt that we needed was the two-minute thing.
Yeah, the smiley face of 2 minutes.
I need to be shamed. Mm. And I will just keep going because I'm so compliant until I get the smiley face.
I love having really clean teeth.
Yeah.
I just love that.
So nice.
Feeling in my mouth. Mm. It's so good. David Gray's just popped up on my Instagram feed. So he's just done the 20th anniversary tour of the White Ladder. Me and my boys. My boys took to see that for my birthday earlier this year, which was great. But prior to that, he did a lockdown album called Skellig, which was largely centered around very stripped back music and seven harmonizing voices across the whole album. It was really beautiful, but it was never toured.
No.
And he's just announced today that he's going to do seven shows of this tour with very stripped down music. So there's only one date in London at the Union Chapel in Islington. And I don't know if you've ever been to
anything,
so I'm going to try and get us tickets to that. And then the rest of them are in Cork, Wexford, and in Dublin. And I think that's the only shows he's doing, seven of them in total. But the tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock Friday. So if you're listening to this Friday morning, then, and you fancy,
get online.
You fancy going to that, it's the 27th of February at the Union Chapel in London. But it will be really good because, you know, say what you like about David Gray, he has a voice and can harmonise like I have never really heard anyone else, and can project and do things with that voice in conjunction with these other voices. I think would be, if you like that kind of thing, you know.
And in a good venue.
The Union Chapel. Mm,
I've never been, but
Well, I really hope we can go to that because I think it will be fantastic. It's such a lovely
I love venue. Gig recommendations. Thank
yeah,
you.
Me too. I know. I'm sure I'll have a couple more, but I'll okay, a couple of shout-outs.
While you're looking for the shout-outs, I quickly want to say that I know this is going to sound daft, but if you've got a big family, get the five love languages questionnaire cool. out and find out what your whole family's love language is, because I've done my love languages and I am number one, touch. Number two, words of appreciation. Number three, acts of service. Number four, quality time. But I scored zero on gifts, which means that I do love being gifted something. You know, like I got a candle yesterday from Diptyque. Oh my God, I love Diptyque candles. It really meant a lot. But I want to be with you, right?
Yeah,
so my birthday presents from you are... our events that we can do together.
Yeah.
That's the best present of all. Mm. I don't want diamonds. I don't care about fancy flash things. I'm not interested. So if you, for Christmas, learn what someone's love language is, if your mum is quality time, she doesn't need presents. She wants you. If your love language is acts of service and you're a kid and your mum... go and say, I will do your garden for a day. That is your Christmas present. You don't need to spend money this Christmas. Find out their really love language. The test is free. It's online. And think about that love language. How can you make the people you love feel love? Find out what their love language is and do that. And, you know, obviously on my birthday, you'd really make my day. Hug me. A lot. Touch.
Like,
touch is how I process love, you know, like.
Well, anyway. It's great to be able to take to things. We've got to,
excited.
I think it's a Stuart Lee.
I'm so excited. And the other thing, can I just say how lovely? Because you didn't just get me tickets to Stuart Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You called my best friend in the whole world.
Yes.
And you've invited them, her and her husband as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take us out for dinner before. Well,
absolutely.
I mean, that's like an amazing. You know, for me, that's like best night ever.
Oh,
so you know what to do.
Yeah.
And well, I think it is easy to understand people. Mm. You just need to know what makes them tick.
And the other thing is, a good friend of ours has bought tickets to go and see Darren Brown's show. And I would say at the moment, there are tickets available for that throughout December and January and February at a theatre in London. And I couldn't recommend seeing Darren Brown enough. Absolutely bloody brilliant, mind-blowing stuff. So, good recommendation, I think.
Brilliant.
Michelle Stevens has just said, loads of people must have said this already, but Bad Sisters on Apple TV is brilliant.
They have.
I really want to see this.
We've got to watch this. I'm going to write that down in our notes, so this is stuff that we must see.
Yeah, Sharon Horgan thing. Eve Houston's in it as well, which is Bono's daughter. And as you know, I'm a big fan of of the Bonner, who Emma Freud interviewed last night at the Literary Festival for his new book that's coming out. So I'm going to read that really quickly because I'm a big fan, and I'll let you all know my recommendation. It's called Surrender, 40 Songs or something like that. And it's Bonner's memoir. But quite extraordinary life. But thanks Ad very much,
sisters.
Michelle.
Must do that.
Heidi Plum, you give us a massive one. Heidi says, hello everyone. And firstly, happy birthday to Devine for yesterday.
Yay!
Thank you so much for giving us all hope that we too can be merry and bright and beautiful in our 50s, just like you. I'm 48 and just heading into the tunnel of changes. But thank the Lord for you and your experts. My recommendation is The Watcher on Netflix. Now, I've stumbled across this a few times. I've watched it myself. You have scores of people saying the same thing, I'm
Watcher.
Sure, but it's a
Netflix.
Great binger, and I enjoy going forensic on the true events afterwards. The Burnt City immersive experience. I recently sent my son his girlfriend as a birthday gift after going myself the previous week. It's a super gift idea.
Oh, that's a good one.
Try it for yourself. So you can give tips the happiest of weeks, and thanks so much for the brilliant suggestions.
Wow. I'm going to look that up. The
Burnt.
Just
say,
yes.
I read that brilliantly. I made barely any mistakes there. Which is rare for me.
You are absolutely right. You did brilliantly there.
So, Heidi, you gave me an immense challenge there, and I think I rose to it. Thanks very much for the recommendation of The Watcher in Burnt City News Sports.
Punch Drunk. Oh, I love Punch Drunk. So, Punch Drunk it's like secret, you know, it's like a, yes, get tickets. The Burnt City. Okay. So let's have a look. How much are the tickets? This is a very, very good idea. So you can get premium, you can get standard, you can get under 25s. Let's see how much they are. They're booking until April. So standard tickets. Oh, so there's loads and loads and loads of different shows. £100 for a standard ticket.
Okay.
One standard ticket. But this is like being inside a play.
Yeah. You took us.
Yeah.
It was bloody brilliant. Claire Mason said, oh, I'm not sure if anyone's recommended Get Baked UK, which is based in Headingley in Leeds. Get Baked sells divine cakes, pies and cookies, and it's soon going to offer them nationally, possibly worldwide for delivery not already. I live 5 minutes away, so walk past most days and have to drive myself away. The delivery fees are tiny and they refuse to charge what others charge.
Oh.
Their mighty cake Bruce has been seen to has to be seen to be believed and tasted, and their pies movie night is sublime. A movie night pie, I like the sound of that. Their Instagram feed is hilarious, and their sprinkle
what are they
gate
called again?
Thread, called Get Baked UK at Get Baked UK. You can thank me later. You won't regret tasting their goods.
Oh, that's
ha ha ha. Yeah, thanks for that. Very good. Look, and then this girl is so good, and the dialogue she picks is so funny. Highly recommend it. So this is from Louise Hobby, and she's recommending it. Looks like something for a TikToker. So this is a reel on Instagram. Very good. She's called Kaylee Trapp. And it's spelled K-A-Y-L-E-R-G-H-T, Trap Lip Sync. She's got 52,000 followers. Well done, Kaylee. That sounds very, very good.
Oh, I've just looked up Get Baked UK.
Yeah.
Crikey. Moses. 80,000 followers. But I mean.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's a meringue and a half.
Oh, just listen to the music.
Very white.
This is amazing. okay, thanks very much for that.
And Kaylee Trapp Lip Syncs is on the Instagrams as well. Thanks, Louise Hadley. That is very, very funny. Let's do one more. Wednesday went to see Louis Theroux on the island Tuesday night. What means? It was arranged through the Isle of Man Arts Council. Must mean Island on the Isle of Man. And it was a question and answer evening with him. What a great guy. Interesting, funny. I never realised how funny he could be. Check out his new rap song, My Money Don't Jiggle. So funny. He performed a bit of it for us. Fair play to him. Can't wait to see his new series out soon. This is from Kathy Crane. She wishes you a very happy birthday too. But Louis III, we've just started watching some Louis III stuff. My kid's absolutely
He is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's like Ruby Wax, just to interview like that. And also to be in some very, very threatening situations.
Yeah.
And to handle it in the way that he does is absolutely super.
He's brilliant. One last one from Joe Simmons. Hi, both. I'm a long-time listener, first-time messenger. Welcome, Joe Simmons.
Hi.
You accompany me on my cheeky long weekend dog walks. And the rest of the family want to stay at home. Because you get some time on your own, it's a bit cheeky, right? Secretly, I'm thrilled, so I go and listen alone. Yeah, Joe, get some alone time. Wanted to recommend an excellent eco-friendly site, the Friendly Turtle Company, a brilliant range, great standard product. Best thing I wanted to recommend was an electric toothbrush heads that fit the Oral-B or Philips. Whoosh! This is coincidence. But heads that can be recycled, just brilliant, and they're cheaper than branded toothbrush heads. Winner!
FriendlyTurtle.com.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Really good. Over 1,800 products to help you shop well for the planet. Mm-hmm. And it's got toiletries, skincare, and kitchenware.
Mm.
It looks really good.
Wonderful news. So, tomorrow night, Jonathan Ross has kindly invited me to his show.
Yeah, stop it.
Because the Arctic Monkeys are playing.
He would have invited me as well.
Yes, but you can't.
But I can't, because I'm taking Tilly out for dinner.
You would have made sure.
No, but I just wanted in case anybody thought, like...
Yeah, I didn't want you to come.
Yeah,
yeah. No, that is not...
Because you were very lovely.
I'm so excited about that. So, if you're interested in listening to a song, they've got a song called Body Paint. It's
really moving.
Kind of dancing.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that's what they're going to play, but I hope it goes against as well. Sometimes they do two songs. I'm very excited. Can you tell? Well, I think I spoke, they said, do you want to go in the green room and all that? And I said, what, do I get to meet them? She said, do you want to meet them? I don't particularly want to meet them.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know, because if I go dressed as them, I look like a total weirdo.
But you, that's all you do.
Dress as somebody else.
You're going to have to dress as Paul Weller.
I'm going to go as Paul Weller.
Go as Paul Weller.
They'll respect that.
You never know. Alex Turner might go, Paul Weller, 1985, video, blah, blah. I wore that as well. Like, okay. I think
kindred spirits.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And big up Jonathan.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please get a picture.
I mean, if I can, I will. But I might just be too nervous.
One of your kids will get one. Do you think you're going to take one of your kids?
I'm going to take both of them, yeah. On that bombshell, ladies and gents, have a wonderful weekend. I thought there was something going on this weekend, but if
your,
there is...
Your then... kids have got to take... I'm going to speak to both of them today.
Yeah, yes, I'll
I will order them. Because you won't ask, but they can.
I won't ask, but we will.
They can.
I'll build up to it. I just keep asking you throughout the day for a picture. So, excuse me, I'm a big fan of yours. Remember, I get a picture. If you keep saying yes, I'll give you the confidence to ask.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.